Hello, everyone. This is Chris Morris here on the Podcast Nation. Is that what we're calling this?
Yes, part? Podcast Nation. All right. On what website? On planetkibi.com.
Although people should know that because if they're on here at all, they should.
Yeah.
How'd they get here?
If you've got to this point, then you already know where you are.
Yeah, this cat.
Sorry, we have a really angry cat here, and it's really freaking Chris out.
Oh my god. I don't like this kitty.
It's interrupting our introduction to what you're listening to now.
Okay, I just wanted that we should do this just to sort of clear things up. Oh my god, that cat. Okay, this Truth 101 is done with by Alejandro Castro and myself. And as we say, as you'll hear coming up in this podcast, we recorded it live as I was driving on along Highway 1. And Alejandro himself was holding the recording device. It sounds a lot like this, actually, right now. Here's the cat. It's going crazy. He was holding it to his mouth, and then when I would talk, he would hold it to my mouth when he remembered to, quite frankly. Because we're amateurs at this. We're not audio people.
We're not audio guys.
We're new at this. We're trying things out. We're experimenting. So we thought we'd go ahead and record some podcasts, because actually there was little time that Alejandro and I could have together, so we figured we'd do these. And what better time? Well, we had like a 6-hour drive to kill some time to record a couple podcasts. So we did the first three that you'll hear, again, recorded live in a car as we drove down the highway. So there are some background noises. At certain points, I honk at other people who are tailgating me or whatever. Or I wasn't tailgating them. That's a damn lie.
No.
Anyone who tells you that is lying. Oh my god!
Sorry, cat attacked again. He's alive.
Anyways, yes. So if it sounds weird and there's a little bit kind of noise, that's why. Because it's, frankly, again, we're not professionals, people. What do you expect from us? I don't think you should expect that.
We're
much.
In a basement right now.
We're in a nuclear fallout shelter.
Really
actually,
angry cat.
Moment, with a crazy
really
cat.
Really angry cat.
The last cat alive, apparently.
Yeah.
That's why he's so angry.
This must be, yeah. He can't mate the life of him.
Yeah.
Truth 101 is going to be probably not as regular a podcast as the other ones, but as whenever Chris and Ivan or
Alejandro,
damn it.
Are available.
Can available, or Alejandro and any guests are really
and
the
you,
point. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Can get together to record Truth 101. They will. And we'll put them up as a side, basically, as they arrive, for the most part. So anyway, basically, this is a disclaimer to say we're sorry about the bad quality, at least for the first three episodes, because they were recorded while they're on the road. And Chris just got attacked by the cat again. Anyway, hope you enjoy the show. Keep checking back for more episodes. And yeah, enjoy.
Bye. Hello, everyone. This is Chris Morris here with Truth 101, a brand new podcast here on the Andrew Buckley Network. I believe that's what we're calling it. I could be wrong, but we haven't quite cleared this yet. Hopefully, we submit this to the boss, the Buckley man, Buckley himself, and he might enjoy it. I'm here with Ivan Sampson.
Alejandro Castro.
You want to keep going?
Yeah. I'm here with
Alejandro Castro. Sorry about that. Alejandro Castro. Our resident conspiracy guy, and he's going to be talking about fluoride in this particular episode. I may sound distracted. That's because I'm currently driving on Highway 1. So, again, if I have to scream at anyone or yell obscenities, I apologize. It's not directed at you at home, viewer or listener. It is actually directed at the person in front of me and or the person swerving into my lane.
And possibly me, but where's Andrew in all this?
He is actually in the trunk. We had a little argument earlier, and we sequestered him into the trunk.
Oh, I think
there that's him. I think he's awake. So Buckley, we can't get answers from you, but if you can knock once for yes and twice for no, does that work? That doesn't work. That's a no. Well, anyways, we'll get back to him later. For right now, it's just gonna be me and Ivan. So.
Alejandro,
my apologies. I might have to get used to that. Maybe in the second episode I'll get it right. So here we go, we're going to talk about fluoride. So Ivan, Alejandro,
or Ivan
Castro,
the jig's up.
Jeez. The host needs to get fired on the first 10 minutes in. Anyways, Alejandro, tell us more about the fluoride.
Well, first I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. That would be a good way to start.
Alejandro?
Yeah.
Really, I don't know you as well, so you need to introduce yourself.
Right. Well, as well as being the accomplice to putting Andrew Buckley in the trunk, I've spent about 10 years of my life just researching things that other people don't seem to care about or are not interested in. It's a compulsion for me, so some people call me a conspiracy theorist. Like he just did. And I don't concentrate on aliens and stuff like that. I talk about real things that affect real people. And sometimes people yell at me. Some people call me names.
They yell at you? Why would they yell at you?
You
yell at them first?
No, I'll tell them something they don't like, or maybe they just don't like bald people.
But you're not bald.
Andrew
Castro has a full head of hair.
Well, I have some very pronounced widow's peaks.
I get it.
So I post a lot on my Facebook, and I tell a lot of people. I burn CDs, hand them out. I've devoted my life to truth, and I don't care if people don't like it. I do encounter people, even friends, that tell me to stop bugging them, and I get that. I know no one wants to hear the nasty parts of life, but that's what I can't.
It's boring, though. It's not really, you know, it's exciting for a podcast.
It is, but there's some stuff you might not know about fluoride that will freak you out.
Tell us more about fluoride. What is something that people don't know about fluoride? It's in our drinking water, is that correct?
A lot of people in the U.S. and Canada are subject to fluoride, which is actually forced medication via their drinking water.
That's forced medication. Explain that to me.
Well,
besides the obvious.
Well, for me, for instance, I believe fluoride to be a poison. In fact, if you look it up, it's a Schedule 6 poison, which is a ranking system for poison, and 6 means bad.
And 1 is not? 1 is okay?
I don't know if 1's the worst or if 10's the worst, but 6 is not a good idea.
Just to clarify, is it out of 10 or is it out of 6? Or
I don't know.
Okay. My apologies, Alejandro. I assumed... So fluoride is 6. We know that.
Yeah, which is not good.
Which could be good or bad, apparently.
No, it's bad.
No. Level 6 poison. Either way, it's a poison, correct?
Super poison.
Okay.
Okay, so...
not even acceptable poison.
Not even.
Gotcha.
So anything in life, like if someone put aspirin in the drinking water... a lot of people, that might affect them, affect their health. Some people, like, even though aspirin's pretty inert and doesn't cause problems for the majority of the population, if they added it into the drinking water, it's forced medication. And fluoride is the same thing. I do not want fluoride in me. We're subjected to it on a constant basis.
Sorry about that. A little bump.
No worries. Or was that Andrew banging?
Oh, it could have been Buckley, too. That was his, you know, pothole, but whatever. Probably didn't enjoy it, but anyways, go back to what you're saying. Fluoride.
So, by being forced to take in fluoride, and it has medical benefits, that's a forced medication.
Okay, so now is this fluoride in the drinking water? Is this a proven, like, okay? You can't see me, but I'm using the rabbit ears here, one-handed, of course, one hand on the steering wheel, plus we have a stop coming up, apparently construction. So when you say fluoride in the drinking water, is that like a fact? Is that in public records, or is that something that someone said one day? No offense to anyone out there, but is that something that is said and other people say it's not true, or is that actual fact?
Oh, it's an actual fact. Fluoride is added, as in many communities, into the drinking water on purpose. It's like if you went into the city hall and had your water purity printed out, you would see fluoride on it. And there's naturally occurring fluoride, but a lot of municipalities add fluoride.
And is there, now just a little background on that, is there a reason why they decided it was good to have fluoride in the water? Is it something that's been around forever or a recent thing? Or
it has been around forever. It started off in the wartime, and
as in World War II?
Yeah, when it started getting heavy with the machinery.
Okay.
And
there's a big crane in front of us. I'm trying not to hit, just by the way.
So in what happened was, what the conspiracy, I'm doing the quotey things in the air, conspiracy guys say, is that they were producing too much fluoride, and fluoride was an industrial toxin. So what they did, so if you were producing airplanes or fertilizer, you'd have this toxin, and then you'd have to pay a lot of money to have it given to get disposed of. It was poison, so you would have to have it disposed of through a toxic waste kind of deal. And what they did instead is they thought it'd be a better idea to sell it to municipalities, and that under the guise of it helping your teeth. And they did that. So instead of having to pay a lot of money to get rid of it, they sold it to, as they had a PR company come in. It was actually Freud's nephew.
Sigmund Freud?
Sigmund Freud. His nephew was part of this campaign. And they basically came out with one poorly done, biased study that said it was just dynamite for your teeth.
Okay.
And so that established it. They had all these guys in white coats tell you it was like candy and that it would protect your teeth. And that's how it ended up in our water supply.
Okay, so now let me just understand. We might have to have, like, on our show, I'm just thinking here of some sort of test that we have. On one hand, sort of a litmus test of, like, is it, on the one hand, is sinister in nature, and the other hand, is just stupid in nature. Which would this be, you think? A more stupid or sinister, or both?
It's stupid that people don't even understand about their own health, but it's sinister what they do. Hitler was a big fan of fluoride, because what fluoride does to you is it makes you docile, so you will not react. So let's say your government's forming a police state around you like it is. Yeah, you kind of don't care, because a rerun of Friends is on, and hey, why do you need to worry about being put into a virtual jail if Ross is up to his crazy antics?
Well, I do love the Friends. I mean, come on.
It is true. So, and
I don't think we should be blaming Jennifer Aniston for this, though.
No.
Let's just be clear on that. Jennifer, your lawyers don't need to call us. We aren't actually blaming you for this. David Schwimmer, maybe, but not Jennifer Aniston.
Do you notice that she always has hard... Anyway.
Well, she trained very hard at acting school for that, actually.
That's what I meant.
So, you're talking about fluoride in the system, that Brandon reminds me of the movie Serenity. Did you ever watch it? I think I told you about this a while ago. Did you ever get to watch it?
I don't remember anything, so please refresh.
Okay, Serenity, that's actually based on the TV show Firefly. It got canceled as a TV show, unfortunately, but then they made a motion picture out of it. Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Angel, those TV shows, created also this show and directed a motion picture called Serenity, like I said. And what happens is they go up against, during the TV show and the movie, they go up these things called the Reavers. And it's not known why, what happened to the Reavers, and I won't spoil it for anybody, but it's an excellent sci-fi, Star Wars type, you know, space adventure type movie, and this has a lot to do, I think, with the plot, of what happened to these people. So, unless people in the future want me to spoil it for them, you can go ahead and write us in or whatever, but I won't spoil it for anyone out there, but I highly recommend that movie, and it sounds a lot like what you're talking about. So they put fluoride in the drinking water, making these people docile. But then we'll just say there were circumstances that, or consequences, I should say. But go ahead with your fluoride.
Okay, why don't I tell you the pro-fluoride argument first?
Let's do it.
So the pro-fluoride people say it's a wonderful addition to your dental health. So your government, who love you so much, but not enough to give you actual dental care, they put fluoride in the water to make, just, you know, because they love you so much, and it makes your teeth stronger, so you'll have less dental problems. So the biggest problem with water fluoridation is, if you brush your teeth with fluoride, then why do you need to drink it as well? And also, all the plants, all the produce that we eat is watered, much of it is watered with fluoridated water. So you're actually eating fluoride, you're drinking fluoride, you're brushing your teeth with fluoride. And a lot of people are like, well, so what if I brush my teeth with it? I spit that out. Well, for heart patients, when they have a heart attack, they put a little nitroglycerin pill underneath their tongue. And that's because your mouth is very absorbent. It absorbs when you're chewing and stuff, it absorbs things, analyzes it, and puts it in your body right away. So actually, fluoride does get into your bloodstream really quickly through your mouth.
Okay, sorry, I'm just concentrating on the road here. We were in a passing lane a minute ago. So yes, people don't acknowledge that. So you just put something in your mouth and it can actually, you know, get absorbed very quickly into your bloodstream. So, but let's go back to the thing like fluoride when they go to the dentist. Like I know when I go to the dentist and it, towards the very end they put that fluoride and the things in your, put them in your teeth and you have to sit there for like a minute and soak it in with the little sucky thing in your mouth. Not a pacifier, the other kind of sucky thing. And so is that a bad thing? When you go to the dentist, do you have that stuff down in your teeth?
When I go to the dentist and they're like, okay, we'll get the fluoride for you, I say absolutely not. For one thing, the fluoride that they use is not the same fluoride as the study was done on. So let me explain. There's natural occurring fluoride. And like if you went to a mountain stream and took a water and did a sample and analyzed it, you'd find fluoride. That's natural fluoride and your body knows what to do with it. And so a case could be made that fluoride would strengthen your teeth. And it does have an effect on bones. So you'll see if you go especially into northern communities, you'll see a lot of kids with mottled teeth. That's M-O-T-T-L-E-D. And what that is they've had too much fluoride and they have little concentrations of really hard bone in their teeth. So their teeth look kind of screwed up, like kind of like freckles, but white freckles on their teeth. That's mottled. That's from having too much fluoride. So
I've seen that. I mean, you see it like one. I mean, that's not like freckles like the thousand on one tooth, but I've seen that before and wonder what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is from too much fluoride. And a lot of northern communities, for whatever reason, they add more fluoride than average, than other communities.
Now, do they get tax subsidies for that? Is there a reason why people would say, hey, bring that fluoride over to our town and put more in than other places? Or, again, is it more sinister or is it more stupid?
It's sinister. People believe in fluoride. The lie has been told enough times that they believe it's good for them. So they will fight tooth and nail, no pun intended, to keep it in.
Pun!
So like in Calgary, they just voted out fluoride. And shut up, Buckley. We don't need your opinion on this. So in Calgary, they voted fluoride out of their water system, right? So just under 50% of the people were freaking out. They brushed their teeth, everything else, but since they weren't being poisoned on a daily basis, they were mad. And another thing with having it in your water supply, like I drink about a gallon of water a day. So it's the dosage isn't right. So if let's say you had a heart problem and you needed heart medication, you wouldn't add it to your water supply because then some people have too much and some people have too little. And so it's like doesn't make sense to administer it that way. And again, why do you need it in your water supply if you're brushing your teeth with it?
Now, when you go to the dentist and you refuse the fluoride, do you do it in the way you just said there? Or is it absolutely not? Do they get offended or they're just like, okay, whatever? Or they go in the back and pick up the phone and say, code 7.
When you go to the dentist and when I am there and there's like, okay, we'll do your fluoride trays, what flavor do you want? I say, I would prefer not to have that, and as nice as possible. Yeah, I'd like. I'm not a dick about things. Like, and they don't know what I know. I've done years and years of research on this, so I know why I don't want it, but they don't know why.
It's almost like it's too bad they don't, like, say, go to a school for this kind of thing. Maybe if they went to some kind of maybe dental school that, I'm kidding, of course, I'm sure they wouldn't study fluoride in dental school.
Yeah, they do. They do. Your dentist knows about fluoride.
Yes, so, but again, that go back to my initial question, sinister or stupid. So these people, they think they're doing a good thing. Maybe that's what I'm trying to get. They think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, they do. And the average dentist isn't sitting in his office being like, ah, I will fluoridate everyone. He's thinking he's helping your teeth.
My dentist does, actually. He's kind of a bastard. Anyways, go ahead.
But at the higher levels of government, they are sinister. And whether or not you believe that, fluoride is detrimental, and it's detrimental for a lot of reasons. So one of the big ones is that it is a poison that you're consuming on a regular basis. Even small amounts of poison, like chlorine, chlorine's in your water to keep it clean, it's poison. So you can poison an animal. Like, if you gave enough chlorine to a rat, it would die, but if you dilute it, it'd die slower. So it kills organisms in your water. We're just giant organisms. So in order to have clean water, we accept that like poisoning to keep it clean so that we don't die of cryptosporidium or whatever, right?
Okay. To me, again, it's my problem with that is, like, okay, so they're willfully and knowingly giving us a poison.
Yep.
But they think it's, you know, because it's only, say, a level 6, if it's actually out of 10 or 20. The level is actually 20, apparently. I just made that up. But say, for instance, yes, I mean, it'll help you out for the short term, but then we're all going to die anyway, so why not? But in this way, you'll have nicer teeth.
But he doesn't have nicer teeth. What it does is it helps with remineralization. And it helps growing teeth. So kids would benefit from natural fluoride. 95% of the fluoride is actually a byproduct of the fertilizer industry, which is just delightful. Like, we all know how delicious and healthy fertilizer is. And so...
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you mentioned it, sure.
So the natural fluoride that will be beneficial to your teeth is not anywhere near the fluoride that people consume, brush your teeth with, drink in water supply, stuff like that.
Sorry, there was a guy in our way.
He's honking.
Alberta drivers.
You damn Albertan bastards.
Get in your Alberta lane.
So, and I just want to disprove the fluoride helps your teeth a little bit. For you, just a little more. So, I think it was 1997 or 98 or 99, they did a study of Alabama. And Alabama, at that time, was the most heavily fluoridated state in America. So, it was, I think it was up above 95% fluoridated.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, they should...
Explains a lot of things.
So, in Alabama... they had the most fluoride per capita per state, but they had the least, I forget what it said in the study, but it was least teeth per mouth.
Okay.
So
the fluoride was really not doing its job.
Yeah, so if it was doing its job, there would be more than a few, like, one or two teeth or, like, hillbillies.
They'd have sparkling teeth, in fact. Full mouths full of teeth that are beautiful and strong and powerful and could... cut through beer cans if needed, if necessary.
Yeah, just like the knives, the knives. Ginsu knives.
Oh, Ginsu. That's what you're going for. Okay, gotcha. Yes, just like Ginsu in the commercial late 2 in the morning. Yeah. So that wasn't true.
So, well, what I said was true.
Sorry. But I'm having good teeth for the reason for the fluoride. Having good teeth, it wasn't true because they had no teeth.
Yeah, so they're reaching 95-96% of the population, and they have the least amount of teeth per person in the whole country. And then they had, at the same time, Hawaii doesn't allow that poison into their water. There's still some sane people out there, sane countries, or sane states and stuff, and they will not allow that. We're going over rumble strips, there's cops.
I think it's a cop. Or is that a mailman?
Could be a mailman, could be a cop. Cop mailman.
They gotta do double shifts around here. They can't afford that boat.
Yeah.
So anyways, that explains the movie Deliverance, I was gonna say.
It does, and it really does in another way, because the fluoride is one of the main ingredients in the antidepressant Prozac. And again, that goes back to Hitler and being docile. So you're putting this drug into your body on a constant basis, and it takes away your fight, and it makes you passive. And so then that's just what Prozac does. It dumbs you down a little bit, and it makes you happy. And they've done studies where they found that people that consume a lot of fluoride like as they're being raised, I have IQ points 10 less than the average non-fluoridated. So it's knocking you down 10 points.
That, no, you know what? We've known each other for about like 5 years now. We've talked about various things and stuff, and I've gone back and forth. But I remember you telling me that about fluoride. And if I can go on a little rant here for a little bit, that's okay.
Yeah.
I remember that you telling me that, and that actually kind of hit home for me. Because it's always been sort of weird for me. Like, say, you look at back at, you know, documentaries and the history books and stuff like that about, like, in the United States where they would have protests, violent protests about Vietnam and, like, those... Oh, gotta slow down. We got a tunnel coming up.
It's starting to rain, too.
Is it rain? It's raining a little bit, too. Buckley! Good thing we don't have a convertible like that guy on the ferry. So anyway, sorry. But looking back at things like, you know, in the 60s, they have all these protests and people felt so passionately about all these things. Like, again, the Vietnam War after JFK got assassinated. All these different things. I don't know if that's another episode we're going to talk about. But going back to that, about and then comparing that to the modern times when all these things are going on, like when Bush was in office. And, again, that's probably another podcast. But how all these things are going on and people just... would just sit back and be like, eh, whatever. And to me, it was always fascinating looking back at when people actually back in the day used to get pissed off about stuff. And you wonder why it is. Is it just the fact that the media stimulation or all these different things? We have more distractions now. We have the internet. We have video games. We have Angry Birds, stuff like that, that we can actually Farmville. More important things to occupy our time with than having a sit-in. I don't know, or starving ourselves or whatever to protest something. But to me, that's just always been fascinating. And when you told me about the fluoride doing that to us, making more docile, having us being more passive, not passive aggressive, just passive in general, that always struck a chord with me. I was like, well, that actually really, I understand that. That really makes sense. Because I myself have always been like, you know what, I'd love to participate in something that, you know, someone's passionate about other than, you know, the latest issue of Justice League or whatever. You know, it's, that's was to me always kind of, again, I'm just babbling, but struck a chord with me when you said that.
Nice. There's 5 studies that prove that, that it lowers IQ. And they're scientific. It's not conspiracy stuff. People say conspiracy and it's dismissive because I'm reading scientific things and just reporting, and people look to science to prove and disprove things, and that's what it just, it's not conspiracy. It's been well researched, so.
And people are always, too, it's always funny how they'll take, say, the guy on CNN who's supposed to be an expert on something, they'll take his word for it, but not, you know, someone else who says the exact opposite thing. Like, how do we determine who's right and who's wrong anymore? You know, the one guy's on TV and the other one isn't. You know, that's... Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, well, that's definitely true, and that's why, like, I don't care if people believe me or not, but I just want people to know and be aware of the potential. Like, if you don't know something, you can't research it, and if you think fluoride's the greatest thing ever, I wish you well, and you'll probably live your life fine, right? But
hear the raindrops? You hear?
Yeah. But I just want people...
I know we can hear the raindrops. There's people at home. If they can yell into their computer screens and let me know, yes or no, that'd be great.
That would be good. So I just want to encourage people to do research. So, yeah, like...
I don't know how the wipers work on this thing. We haven't actually had to use them yet.
Oh, well, maybe on the other side?
Well, I can turn the wiper fluid on again to turn that. I can't keep them on, though. Anyways, proceed. Right. I'll figure this out. I'll just be over here. All right. Figuring out the wipers.
So I'll just tell you some like quick facts about fluoride. First of all, anything from China is a bad idea. I swear to God. So food and produce from China is absolutely effing terrible because they water it with poison water, and anything you really buy is kind of toxic for you because it has to be made cheaply. They're not worried about environmental stuff. Good. So
I'm gonna die.
So, originally the fluoride was used to, for getting rid of toxic waste and actually profiting from it. And now it's sort of gone to the point of where we actually import the shit from, or the darn stuff from China.
Alejandro.
I'm sorry.
Potty mouth.
So we import fluoride from China. So
we want this to be able to play in the kindergarten class, if all possible.
Yeah. Sorry, kids.
Educate them young.
Yeah. So you're getting this poison from China, and I have a friend who's he has his doctorate in chemistry, and they deal with pharmaceuticals, and the stuff that's coming from China is toxic. He said half the time it's not even what it's supposed to be, and the other half the time it is crazy poison in and of itself. So they're shipping raw ingredients for pharmaceuticals, and it's poisonous. So imagine something like fluoride, which is already a poison. They're not going to go out of their way to make sure it's pure. So you're getting lead in there. You're getting benzene, all these toxic carcinogens, which are coming along with the fluoride. It's just lovely. Also, fluoride, people don't know, but they actually put aluminum in our water supply to get rid of the turbidity to make it clear, so that when you pour a glass of water, it's clear. They put aluminum in there, which is insanely bad for you. Your body doesn't process metals well.
Okay, explain that for me. Aluminum, they put what, liquid aluminum in our water? Or not actual aluminum, or is it, what, like, explain aluminum to me. I know what aluminum is, but explain to me how they put it in our water.
I forget, it's like aluminum sulfate or something that add to the water.
Okay.
And so it's just aluminum, which is, your body has a hard time dealing with heavy metals and getting them out of your system. So you have this aluminum in your water supply just so it looks pretty. But it also reacts with the fluoride and the chlorine and the other junk that's in there, and actually makes the water way more toxic than it should be.
Because theoretically, water should not be toxic at all.
Yeah, it should be, like, not toxic.
Yeah. I would hope that the water that I drink isn't toxic. So what about chlorine? Is that kind of the same thing? Don't they put chlorine in our water too now? Drinking water?
Yeah, they always put chlorine in your water because it kills the organisms. So it just makes it clean for going through the pipes and all that stuff. So it's really a bad idea to drink chlorine. It ages your cells. Chlorine breaks the elastin in your skin and breaks down connective tissue. And it also combines with some of the other stuff in the water to turn cancerous. It's no good.
So to play devil's advocate here, now they put the stuff in the water supply, and then how about if we say boiled the water, would it kind of kill this kind of stuff? How does that work? I mean, if you boil it before, like you know, who actually uses, you know, tap water these days, really, without boiling it first? Like, say if you're making pasta or you're making mac and cheese, if you boil it first, does that affect it at all? Or are you still getting the same stuff?
It actually will make any dissolved solids in the water more potent, because you're actually removing the water, so it's less dissolved. It's more of a concentration. But you are good in the way of it will get rid of the chlorine, because chlorine can't tolerate much heat.
Okay.
So even a Brita is good for chlorine, because it sits there overnight and the chlorine sort of evaporates off the top.
What's worse, chlorine or fluoride? I'm guessing fluoride.
I'm saying fluoride. It also fluoride also interferes with your pituitary gland, which regulates a lot of hormones. And a lot of people have made the connections where the fluoride accumulating in your pituitary gland actually interferes with your body's hormone system, which is why Americans are so fat.
They are?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of chubby myself, but
fat where? I mean, if it's in the trunk, man, that's, I mean, I don't mean the trunk like Buckley, but, you know, like the junk in the trunk, that's all right, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Levels of, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Americans
are fat. Gotcha.
Americans are fat.
Gotcha.
And
except for the Americans listening to this, if you are listening to us out there, we don't mean you.
Yeah, you're just big,
or at least
big boned.
If we do, we mean fat in a good way.
Yeah.
Okay, proceed.
Yeah. And if you want any validation on the fluoride issue, just go and do some research and look into Europe. Very few of those mofos use the fluoride because they know it's bad news. You still find it in your toothpaste, but they don't add it to their water supply. And there is the Fluoride Action Network. I think it's fluorideactionnetwork.org and stuff. They just publish scientific stuff, so you can just go in all day long, and most people wouldn't, but read about fluoride and read what scientists have to say about fluoride.
And you were saying, I just want to pick up something you said earlier. We might have some delayed punchlines here because I'm actually trying to concentrate on driving here. But you were saying before how they don't have that in Hawaii. They don't put the fluoride in the water in Hawaii.
No, they don't. And
just common sense, or that's just they decide not to, or there's a specific cover reason why, or
it's a federally mandated thing. So a lot of people are just like, I don't want poison in my water, so they actually just refuse to put it in. So there's no mandate at making them.
So it's not a federal, that's not a thing on the federal level. Each state, or in our case, province or whatever, have to actually specifically say they want this in their water.
Yeah, like you, there's fluoride in Vernon, but not in Kelowna, and there's fluoride in Edmonton, but not in parts of Vancouver, stuff like that.
We don't have that in Kelowna?
No, in Kelowna, they got rid of fluoride in 1987, I think, or maybe 97, but I think it was 87.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And so what else we got? We got any more? Like, not to cut you off, but what are we doing for time here? Because we got a limit, right?
Yeah, we got like 4 minutes.
4 minutes left?
Yeah, and we haven't even touched the surface.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have to continue this into part two. How about we wrap it up there?
All right.
Because I don't think we're going to get even underneath the surface in 4 minutes. Or 3 minutes, I guess, now.
No.
Okay. So we'll wrap it up for here. This is Chris Morris and Alejandro Castro on the road. Truth 101. Say goodnight, Alejandro.
Yeah, goodnight, Alejandro. And I'm sorry if I'm not very clear today, because it's all like we're all sleepy and stuff.
Stop making excuses. I'm driving with a clear mind. I don't know what you're talking about.
Chris has had like 1 hour's worth of sleep. And I actually got a good night's sleep, but we slept in a haunted hotel last night. So maybe I was being haunted and I just thought I had a good sleep.
Maybe. The people are going to be calling the cops on us, relax. Yeah. After the fact. But still, they're going to call the cops on us. Yeah. Shouldn't be driving in that condition.
I don't know why Chris wanted to stay in the haunted hotel, but the breakfast was delicious.
We're a story to tell, sir. That's what life is. Stories.
Yeah.
We could have stayed in a boring Best Western, but no, we stayed in the haunted house.
Yeah.
Haunted hotel.
Yeah. So anyway, take your toothpaste and throw it away. There's a reason why a product that lasts you 6 months costs 69 cents is that they want to make sure you have fluoride to dumb you down, to make you a good citizen, to ruin your health, to cause skeletal fluorosis and bone cancer in male children. And to make you stupid, a stupid citizen. So go throw your fluoride away. I guarantee you won't get any more cavities than regular. Still brush your teeth, though. You can buy non-fluoridated toothpaste at health food stores. And don't drink that crap that comes out of your faucet. Water is the most important thing that you put into your body. It regulates all your body's systems and it cleans out all the toxins. So don't put bad water in your body. Just instead of a latte, just make sure you have good clean water in your house. And yeah, don't drink fluoride, it will make you stupid.
Is that what you call a wrap up, sir?
Yeah, like we wrapped it up and then I like re-unwrapped it.
You kept going there.
Yeah, and now we have to wrap it up
again. Are we even recording anymore?
Yeah, we have like 1 minute according.
Well, it's a minute, okay. So you enjoyed breakfast, did you?
Yeah, it was delicious. Like, okay. But I had the water. Probably had some fluoride in it.
I was going to say, you had some water this morning, sir. I think you should practice what you preach.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I can't function without water. So even bad water is better than no water.
I think you just disproved your whole argument, sir.
No, it's not. No. You only get rid of about 50% of the fluoride you consume in one day, but I'll be rid of it in a couple days.
Well, then it's fine then.
Yeah.
And as you were saying before, people should do research. They don't do research. That's why they listen to a show like this.
Yeah, and my research is, in my own mind, it's sound, but to you at home, it's a scattered mess. So go to Fluoride Action Network. spend 5 minutes like educating yourself. I know Friends is on right now, but maybe just pause it.
It's on somewhere.
Yeah, it definitely is. So I understand. So just spend 5 minutes on the commercial breaks, maybe, and learn about your own health.
Do I have time to say goodbye anymore? How are we doing?
It says 37:12. So it, yeah, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. That was Andrew saying goodbye.
Buckley!
Buckley, stop it.
Stop it!
We have to bury this guy.
I think... Don't record that.
I'm pretty sure it's off.
You turned it off, right?
No. I'm pretty sure it's off. We gotta straight up kill this guy and bury him in the forest.
Well, I don't know about that.
What? Buckley? He's not even British.
Well, he's kind of British.
Ah, he pretends he's British, but he...
Redcoat.
Yeah, he's a redcoat. He's oppressive.
He's oppressive.
If that makes him British.
He tries to oppress us whenever he can.
Yeah, he tried to colonize me the other day.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I was wondering what you two were talking about over there.
Yeah. He was wearing a red coat at the time. And eating fish and chips.
And then he suddenly opened it and there he goes.
Yeah, he opened the coat and he's like, I'm gonna colonize you. I think it was Colin. Colonize. I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. But I ran away. I threw a plate of fish and chips at him, and that just he just delved into it, some tartar sauce, and then
something about Manchester United.
Yeah, and then yeah, soccer. I said soccer. Oh, and then he's like football. And then, yeah, he was distracted.
You sure that's not recording anymore?
Yeah, it still says 38. Yeah, so we're good.
All right, we're good.
Yay.
Bye.
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 Turn it off.
Yeah, I'll turn it off. Where are we going to bury this motherfucker?